calls never make the airwaves, Daniel. Would you agree with that in this program?
Absolutely.
For some reason, the people who call in with the best phone calls don't want to go on the air.
Well, the last guy, I understand why.
Well, yeah, we would have had to hit the 7-second delay.
He was fired up.
He was, but his point was well made, though.
Oh, absolutely.
In my view, with it jives with my opinion. And I was talking before the break about how, you know, the Fargo public school system made the right call by calling off school because of the blizzard forecast from last night. And just because it's, you can get around town okay, it's nasty everywhere else. And it's cold outside, and it's just a bad day in Fargo. But people are griping because the Fargo school system called off school. What are you calling off school for? We live in town. It's not bad here. It's, my backyard looks nice. But the caller called in off air and said, these idiots who didn't want us to call off school, all they need to do is go stand bleep, bleep, bleep outside. They'll freeze their bleep, bleep, bleep off. These are a bunch of bleep, bleep idiots. So his point was well made. He just needed to clean it up a little bit and then get on the air with us.
And those are just the nice guys. I mean, the ones that call about you. Those are some really fired up
people. You know what I call
people.
That? Job security. Call it job security. Let's go to Wisconsin. Bring in our good friend Jerry Bader. He is a talk show host and a very far right-wing conservative one on the great radio stations WTAQ. Well, hey, when I'm on your show, you always say, oh, he's a big liberal. He prefers progressive, but he's liberal. So you're a big right-wing conservative Tea Party talk show host. Is that fair, Jerry?
I don't say you're far left. And actually, you're not. I mean, you're Fargo left. You're not Madison left.
actually, I've been told that a lot. People have said, you know, you drive people nuts in Fargo, Mike, because they think you're so liberal. But if you were in Minneapolis or Madison or San Francisco, you are centrist in those places. So.
You would be like Mitt Romney to them.
I would take the money. I would not take all the apparent fraudulent activity that apparently happened at some point in Mitt's life. But that's a whole.
Hey, quickly, but before we get going, you were talking about school closings. That's always controversial. Schools can never win. But we had a situation when the cold spell hit a couple weeks ago, a week and a half ago, when it was 20 below virtually everywhere. Mm-hmm. There were school districts in Wisconsin who felt, well, that shouldn't count. They shouldn't have to make those days up at the end of the year.
They shouldn't
because those
count?
Aren't, they're not snow days. I mean, that extreme cold, that is so rare. That's what happens when these education establishments buy into the global warming crap, Mike.
You turn this into an anti-education, anti-global warming thing? Wow, that's amazing.
Well,
that was awesome.
I did that just to your shame.
That was an awesome bit of twisting there. I love that. That's why you're successful is what you do. Jerry Bader, by the way, talk show host on WTAQ, WSAU, and WHBL in Northeast Wisconsin, most of Northern Wisconsin. You can check him out if you'd like to. He's on in the mornings. JerryBaderShow.com is his website. One thing I want to get to you today, Jerry, United States Supreme Court. They are mulling, as a Supreme Court does. I always use the word mulling. They are mulling whether or not abortion clinic buffer zones in Massachusetts impinge on First Amendment rights. And essentially what it is in Massachusetts, there's a law that says, protesters and other people who want to talk to, or they say counsel people going in to talk about abortions or get an abortion, have to be 35 feet away from the abortion clinic. It's to give a little safety zone so that those people aren't harassed or attacked or anything else. Supreme Court thinking this over. Don't really know which way it's going to go, but if John Roberts, the justice of the Supreme Court, is going to be the guy that's going to give the deciding vote, chances are they're going to say that the 35-foot buffer zone does impede on First Amendment rights, and they are likely to strike down the law. I think they are wrong to do this. I think that the 35-foot buffer zone is a matter of safety. It's a matter of protecting people. It's a matter of just allowing them to go about their daily business in a safe way. And while it might impede somewhat on First Amendment rights are not always absolute, and we can give many examples of how that is. I'm presuming that you're going to disagree with me on this one.
I am. I mean, the 35-foot distance absolutely impinges on First Amendment right. Here's the thing about First Amendment right. You don't necessarily have a right not to hear somebody's message, particularly in a public venue. And we're talking about a sidewalk here. We're not talking about on clinic property. We are talking about on public property. And I mean, where else would you have First Amendment rights to speak, but rather in public property? You can't go to someone's home. They don't have to invite you in. You can knock, but they don't have to invite you in. This is public property. In fact, there are a lot of people who think what's going to happen is, Mike, they're actually going to go further than this and correct a horrible mistake they made a little more than a decade ago to say that any of these buffer zones, even the Colorado 8-foot or whatever it was, but clearly 35 feet is draconian in its nature, it's punitive in its nature, and there's no way it passes constitutional muster.
As I said, though, First Amendment rights are not always absolute. We like to think they are, and in our business, Jerry, you and I, thank God for the First Amendment. I mean, there's no question. Thank God for it. But yeah. We can't say anything we want to say on the public airwaves. There are a little organization called the FCC that keeps its ears to the ground and listens to KFGO and WTAQ and every other radio station. And so there are instances where we can have our absolute First Amendment rights impeded upon for the matter of public good. And I think that this case in Massachusetts does that. I think it's for the public good that this is happening.
But you're not talking content here. You're talking venue. And it's going to be very hard to say that there's not a First Amendment right here. Here's the lame excuse that they give is, well, anybody would be impeded 35 feet, even if I wanted to talk about Obamacare, or taxes. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. And that's not a big topic of discussion out there. This is talking about whether on a public street you have a right to engage somebody as long as you don't physically accost them. There are already laws against that. And here's where this gets dicey, Mike. All right, if you're okay with 35 feet, then how about 100 feet?
Well, and you're right. That's the elephant in the room is what's the proper distance? Is it 8 feet? Is it 35 feet? Is it 100 feet? But to me, it goes back again, though, to the public safety aspect of it. There is a history at abortion clinics of harassment, of, in some cases, violence, in some cases, of bombings, which you're right, it's already illegal to do some of those things. But I think this is a special case because, and maybe I'm singling people out, and that's fine, and we all know this is more about abortion than it is about free speech, but there is a history there from some abortion protesters where a buffer zone, to me, seems like a good idea. And if that means it's 35 feet, if that means it's 50 feet, that's fine. But what we also have to agree upon, Jerry, and I think you'll agree here, is that this is more about where you stand on abortion in many cases than whether it's about free speech or not, right?
Now, I'm going to somewhat disagree on that. And I get not that I don't get where you're getting at there, Mike, but no, this is about the right to exercise free speech on the abortion issue. This is about the medium, not the message. And the medium here is the free speech rights. The message at question, yeah, does happen to be abortion.
The interesting thing is, and I'll throw this out to listeners, and certainly you can always weigh in. If you want to talk with Jerry or I, or tell me I'm wrong, or tell him he's right, or vice versa, you certainly can. 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. The interesting thing, Jerry, and I was going to bring this up with our listeners, because the Westboro Baptist Church does have a history in Fargo and in this area. And I don't know, I presume you are familiar with what the Westboro Baptist Church is.
Oh, yeah.
Out of Kansas. They show up at military funerals.
Yep.
And in their twisted, sick way, they say that America is being punished by God because of our leniency of homosexuality. So therefore, that's why our young people are dying in foreign wars. And it's the most convoluted, wacky, goofy thing that you've ever heard of. But it did happen, and it did happen here in Fargo. Well, some people called this radio station, have called my show and said, we need to keep those people away from these funerals. We need to keep these. This is ridiculous. They don't have a right to do that. They don't have a right to disrupt somebody's funeral. Well, it's the exact same argument if you want to take it that way. And in fact, the Westboro Baptist Church, and I'm not really cementing my argument here, but the Westboro Baptist Church, it did go before the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And the Supreme Court said, sorry, folks, they can be wherever they want to be. It's free speech. They can do whatever they want. And that's why I think that Roberts is going to come out and say, that they're just going to strike down this whole thing as unconstitutional.
Yeah, you're right. I think the Phelps family there, that precedent is very relevant. I really think that is the same thing. They're horrible people. They're horrible human beings. And it disgusts me that they wrap themselves in Christianity when they are anything but. However, and I don't remember, and many people have said this, including Supreme Court justices, it's, you know, not only is offensive speech protected, it is especially protected.
Yep.
Because that is the speech that is most often challenged. And, yeah, you know, are they different? I mean, do most anti-abortion protesters, pro-lifers, behave the way the Westboro folks do? No, of course not. But some people, or most people, all people, who are going to seek an abortion don't want to hear their message. There is a constitutional right to civilly approach them, Mike. And to say that you're going to throw the baby out with the bathwater, because there have been some who are just quite frankly engaging criminal, dangerous behavior, you could apply that to anything. You could, you know, that's the whole gun debate all over again. Because there are those who misuse and abuse, we're going to punish everyone. That is anathema to the First Amendment.
237-5948 800-880-5346. Welcome back to the Mike McFeely Show. Jerry Bader, our friend from Wisconsin, he's a little more conservative than I am. He joins us every Thursday when our schedules work out here on this program on KFGO, and I reciprocate on some Fridays when my schedule allows to go on his radio program. Just hasn't worked out much lately because of the holidays and NDSU and ice fishing and everything else, but we'll make it work tomorrow. We're talking about the abortion buffer zones in Massachusetts. And before we move on, I want to take a phone call from Russ in Manvelle, North Dakota. Hey, Russ, welcome to KFGO. You're on with Jerry Bader and Mike McFeely.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Jerry there, I'm not for his way of thinking. He said 100. I think it should be 1,000 feet. I mean, these gals must, they search their souls, decide whether they want to bring this child in for med. There are some babies that are better off not born, and they decide, you know, that, I'm sure you think it's easy for them, and they're going to have to run some kind of gauntlet to get into these abortion facilities. I don't agree with his way of thinking whatsoever.
What's your response to that, Jerry?
I would ask how he defends 1,000 feet constitutionally. How does the First Amendment allow that type of restriction?
Hello, Russ.
I'm just trying to analyze what you said. But there are so many different ways that the government is spying on us. They analyze it to where it's legal. But I'm not afraid to be looked at because I've got a clean record.
Okay.
But I don't feel that people should have to be harassed after they've made this decision.
All right, Russ, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate that. And he raises a fair point, I think, Jerry, in that. You want to talk about strict constitutionalism. Does the human side of things ever enter into strict constitutionalism? Because I have seen women and their boyfriends or husbands or whomever going into an abortion clinic and people, you know, talking at them and trying to counsel them. And on people's likely the worst day of their life, they're having to deal with this other situation. And so can the human side of things ever enter into the constitutional side of things?
Okay. There are people going through difficult things that would rather not have the media in their face. Should we ban that?
No, and that's why I'm bringing up the question. That's a fair point. It's a difficult, and it's because of abortion is such an emotional thing, and it's such a flashpoint for all of us. That no matter what your belief on it is, yes or no, good or bad, it seems to just bring out emotions in all of us. But it does raise a question in the general sense of constitutionality and the human side of it. But you do make a good point that people are going through awful situations in their life and they have people like you and I and the media sticking a microphone in their face or having a camera in their face. So then should we ban the media from doing things? I don't know. I mean, would we be a better place if we did? We probably would be, actually, believe it or not.
We don't have time. You know where I would have loved to have gone how he determines which babies would be better off not born.
Well, that goes back to the abortion thing, which this is about that, but it's also about the free speech. And he might be talking as well, but that comes out of the abortion debate. Is a baby better, you know, being brought up in a world of hopelessness and poverty, or with a deformity, or anything else? The whole abortion debate could go on for hours and days.
Exactly.
Very quickly, just about a minute and a half left. Duluth School District, Duluth, Minnesota. We have a station there, KDAL, right across from Superior, Wisconsin. School district in Duluth talking about random drug testing for students. Good idea or bad idea?
I have generally opposed that. Toward what end? You know what I mean? They're not employed by them. You got to remember now, a school district is a government entity, and for the government to randomly start drug testing without probable cause, I have a problem with.
Well, and that goes back to I agree with you, by the way. I don't like this. You and I can agree on this. I don't like the idea of random drug testing students. The idea is to knock down the number of kids using drugs in the school. But when you talk about the government doing something, the first thing that came up on my Facebook page today was somebody said, well, what about the TSA? They're searching you at an airport when they have no reason to randomly to find out if you have a weapon on you or a bomb on you. And so you can always find the nuances and always find the twists.
Public safety issue, that's a stretch. It'd be tough.
All right. Jerry, thank you. Good to talk to you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, Mike.
Yep. Jerry Bader, WTAQ, WHBL, WSAU in Wisconsin. We'll talk more about the random drug testing of high school and junior high students in Duluth next.